share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Section 309 of the Penal Code states that, whoever attempts to commit suicide, and does any act towards the commission of such offense, shall be punished with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 1 year or with a fine or with both. This law has long been frowned upon by Malaysians as suicide is linked to depression, a mental illness that pushes many, including those who are severely struggling through life, to the edge. Which is why it is amazing to hear that the government has agreed to abolish the law and decriminalize attempted suicide. As announced by Deputy Health Minister Tu, Datuk Erenego Degong, during today's Dewan Rakyat session as showcased by Astro Awani. Suicide cases under Section 309 to convict those who attempt to commit suicide as an offense has been discussed for a while and the process to abolish it is underway. And, I have been informed that, so far, the Ministry of Home Affairs, KDN, and the Attorney General's Chambers, AGC, have agreed to abolish Section 309 to convict attempted suicide, he said. Datuk Aaron added that the next step in this process will be to make amendments to Section 309. So that those who commit suicide or attempt suicide will never be convicted ever again. His announcement came after Kamaman MP Datuk Che alias Hamid asked about the government's efforts to expedite the process to abolish the offense of attempted suicide. This is truly a huge step towards understanding the hardships and experiences of those living with mental illnesses such as depression. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read. Suicide rates in Malaysia have increased by 143%. We need to stop these rising figures now. Source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.